From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Dog walkers are being encouraged to leash their pets following a deadly wolf encounter on a Lemon Creek area trail this week. A Juneau resident reported he was walking three dogs behind the Home Depot store Wednesday when a black wolf attacked the group. Fish and game biologist Stephanie Sell said a male chihuahua was reportedly killed in the melee.
We've been receiving multiple reports of wolf encounters recently, and honestly, the common denominator has been domesticated dogs. In their natural environment, wolves usually defend their territories against other wolves, and so it's fairly common for wolves to kill other wolves in territorial disputes, and wolves will also show this kind of aggression towards domesticated dogs just because they're of the same species, the canid family.
Aggressive wolf encounters can be reported to Fish and Game by calling 465-4265. The Southeast Alaska Subsistence Regional Advisory Council is recommending that the quota for wolf hunting and trapping be increased on Prince of Wales Island's federal lands. The council voted in favor of recommending the increase despite some backlash by its own staff. The statewide federal subsistence board, which meets in April, will make the final call on whether to raise the quota. Bruce Dale, director of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation Division, wrote to the council saying underreporting of wolf kills was an issue. He says the agency is concerned that the level of killing is unsustainable.
We'd like to slow the growth a little bit, but we don't want to cause a decline or even level it off until we have a management plan in place.
The advisory councils were created in the 1990s to represent the interests of hunters and trappers on federal lands. Members of the council defended the move, saying they were representing concerns brought to them from federal rural subsistence users and tribal organizations that supported the proposal. State revenue generated by Alaska's legal marijuana industry continues to grow. The state says it collected more than $720,000 in excise taxes from cultivators in September, the most recent month for which data is available. The tax is imposed when marijuana is sold or transferred from a cultivation facility to a marijuana retailer or manufacturing facility. State statistics show that revenue generally has trended upward as the industry has become more established. The state has collected a total of $3.7 million from the tax since October 2016, when the first retail shops in Alaska opened. Checking weather, clouds dissipating this evening with temperatures dropping down to 31. Sunshine in the forecast tomorrow with highs around 40, overnight lows in the 20s. Increasing clouds on Sunday with a slight chance of snow, highs around 34, overnight lows around 28. That's your news and weather update from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Jacob Resnick.